going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to call the events committee meeting to order today, December 8, 2022. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let me put my eyes on so we can see. Okay, everybody read the minutes that Tara did? No issues with the minutes?
No issues.
So I make a motion that we... Well, first of all, let me ask, any conflicts of interest?
On the cookie exchange?
On anything.
No.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the minutes from October 13th.
I'll second.
Vote?
Margie, aye.
Tara, aye.
Debbie, aye.
Rich, aye.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Second. Discussion in action. Excuse me?
She seconded?
Yes. Okay, big agenda today. Item number 2 on the agenda is the cookie exchange.
Can we do a roll call?
Well, yeah, that might be good.
Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Tara Hood here.
Marge Ososki here.
Debbie Kopp here.
Rich Kopp, aye, here.
Here. And Denise is an honorary member of our group, so Denise Pilkington is here too. Okay, cookie exchange Saturday, 12 o'clock. Word on the street from the elves is Santa will be here. Santa has stockings filled with goodies and toys for the kids. I also received a box from Joni Moses last night that has princess dresses with crowns to give away to the little girls.
Wow.
And Linda, I know, I think I pronounced her name wrong, Linda Noyes.
I think it's Noyes.
Noyes from Gooseberry is donating, I think, like 30 quality, amazing teddy bears.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't know that.
She's donating it, Mike, because that was the berry thing.
Yeah.
So it starts at 12, and I think... If anybody has any other ideas, I'm open for suggestions. But I figured these chairs in the middle, we'll take them out. We'll have a table going like where the stand is, one going across that way and two down the side. So it's like a U so people can get around to look at the cookies. On the end of Jenna's desk, I'll put bottles of water.
Okay.
If people want for refreshments. And we'll take out some of those chairs in the back next to the tree. Will turn one so Santa can have a seat next to the Christmas tree. And then we'll remove all the other chairs so people have, you know, room to walk around and stuff. And then we can line up the stockings and the teddy bears over there, either on that wall plus this wall with all the costumes that I have from last night.
I know the last time we had an event in here, Tanya wanted that computer table completely blocked off, and she wanted this up here completely blocked off. Is that a necessary thing this time?
Well, depending on space.
Okay.
I mean, we're careful with everything. We've never left a crumb or dirt anywhere, so we will make sure that it looks better than when we came in.
Okay.
We can, you know, just kind of block this off here.
Yeah.
Just
right, but then if somebody has to go to the restroom, because we don't have the key to the other door.
All right.
So, and I'm going to go to the store today. I'm going to pick up for the events committee like 12 containers, because that's how many people they have in the nursing home.
Okay.
The senior home. And we can use those containers to put the leftover cookies in and make like little packages that I'll bring down to the senior center afterwards.
Is it legitimate?
What?
To buy your cookies to bring to...
People do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. They put them in other... Their own.
It's fake it if you can't make it. You put it on a nice tray, who's going to know the difference?
Right.
Okay. I will.
Well, because you're the overachiever with three kinds of cookies.
I just announced what I was going to do, so... Yeah, mine will be store-bought.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, I'll eat yours.
No, you won't.
So, any ideas. I'm gonna come down here about 10:30. Only because I want to figure out how we're gonna lay like the outfits. It's a whole huge box of beautiful little outfits that she gave. Little princess dresses, really pretty.
Are they new or
brand new and packaged? Brand new and packaged. Her daughter has a company, a dress up company. There has to be probably at least 20 outfits in there.
Wow.
They're all in the bags packaged like if you were buying Halloween costumes. Yeah. They're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
But the hats are separate from the dress, so we kind of got to match what goes with what.
Okay. Do we want
how are you gonna
to advertise somehow?
Yeah.
I know you've got Major Flyer and it's been going out, but do we want to put out somewhere that Santa will have.
Well, generally when they say Santa's here, that people know that Santa's usually got
stuff.
Okay. But we planned on for like 40 kids. We don't want to wind up having 100 kids.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So we put it on.
You advertise that.
Right, we put it on the Cedar Point page group. I put it on Apple Valley Talk. I put it on the town page. I put it on my Facebook page.
So it's
and
out there plenty.
You know, we want people here that participate all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we want
how
to make it.
How do you do the, now when you say cookie exchange, how are you working that?
Everybody lays their cookies up here. And then we have, you know, people just munch around and, you know, take a couple of this person, take a couple of that person's. Sometimes people bring their own baggies. I'll get a box of baggies. And we'll put gloves out in case some people are, you know, freaky and want to.
They're germophobics.
Right.
We're going to breathe on
park here. I sat next to your husband and didn't get sick, so I don't care.
So, anything else on the cookie
show? No, we're not coming down on Friday to...
No, we'll just do it Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
I got to bake on Friday.
That's what I thought.
My one whole
brand,
overachiever.
I got four different kinds.
Stained glass cookies.
I need to go home and cook something.
Yeah, make some chocolate chip ones at least. Make a brownies. Make some little brownies.
I have lots of crap I could make.
And you'll have, we have a few of the elderly people that don't participate in the baking part. And we have no problem with them coming down and, you know, snacking on the cookies. The more they eat, the less we'll eat.
I don't know. I'm saving myself.
I don't know about that, yeah.
I'm saving myself for a cookie.
Are you still in the meeting? Yes.
Huh?
It's just kind of relaxed.
Got it.
Thanks.
Oh, those are minutes. I just have to sign them, yeah.
No, I don't have the minutes.
All right, so
oh,
then
this
it's
is
just,
mitigation, yeah.
Then it's just all Saturday. Then
yeah.
We don't have to worry about... Now, you guys... What were you doing with Diana? Oh, I'll talk to you later on that.
Yeah. Okay, so item number two. Any suggestions for activities for 2013? The events committee email is communityevents@applevalleyut.gov. I'll post that on the group pages also.
Yeah, that'll be good.
In case anybody has ideas or they would like to volunteer to help us out, because 3 or 5 people really can't take off the whole.
Okay.
All the activities.
So next year, I guess that we'll do the Easter egg thingy again.
Correct.
Well, there's Valentine's Day. Are you doing anything for
that? One year we did Apple Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we opened up the bay and figured everybody would make a dish and we would just have like a little luncheon.
Potluck, yeah.
Two people came.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
So.
Okay.
I mean, we could try it again.
It's
if
not
enough.
That big of a deal, though. I mean, Easter is more...
Easter is fun. We have the Easter bunny,
yeah.
And we have the egg hunt. And
Easter bunny. Who's going to be the Easter bunny this year?
I don't know. Maybe one of the new people on any of the boards.
I couldn't see out of that thing.
So
it was fun being the Easter bunny, though.
It was. You did a great job.
Okay, so are we going to do ice cream socials?
Yeah, usually we do June, July, and August.
I think we should skip August because it's so dang hot.
Yeah,
okay.
So the
May,
ice cream
June,
part
July.
Of it. May,
huh?
June, and July?
That's the ice cream part.
It's
of
really,
it.
I mean, there's May is Mother's Day, June is Father's Day, but it's cooler in May than it is in August.
Okay, how about we change the schedule to May, June, and July? Good idea, Denise.
Right, yeah.
Even though July's hot, August was, it was awful. Everybody was hot. That ice cream was just
here.
Melting. What's wrong?
We're trying to figure out why it's not working.
Okay.
We got it recorded on Jenna's phone, so you can...
So
May, June, and July.
Is the fire department going to do their chili cook-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So, you know, we'll help with that as usual. And I know
that's in April, usually?
Right. And then, like, Jenna, Tanya, and Robin are going to give us some assistance and help us figure out what to do for Founders Day.
Okay.
Because as far as I know, Founders Day, ever since I've been here, it's just like a big... get together and
right.
You know, like a
picnic,
right?
Yeah,
but it's more to do with the heritage and everything, so which I don't have a knowledge on that. I know they used to be years ago they would have a Miss Apple Valley contest.
Yeah,
and,
they don't
yeah,
have
well,
a,
they aren't going to do anything like that nowadays.
Yeah, so we just have to,
unfortunately.
Well, we could do, you know, like
boys would have to be included.
Yeah, Mr. Apple Valley.
Mr. Apple Person.
The Apple Person contest.
I'm just not even going to acknowledge this right now.
You know, I'm trying to think.
I mean, we want to acknowledge that.
Are we
going to
do
town.
It in September or October?
It was supposed to be September.
Founders Day?
Yes. But Founders Day is actually in July, but Marie and them had always made it in September because July was so hot.
Yeah. It is hot.
But Founders Day is October.
Huh? What? Pioneer Day. That's, I'm sorry, Pioneer Day is July.
Right. Isn't that October?
July.
No, it's July.
But I think October was really getting cold. So I think that's why they had it in September.
Okay. So, I mean... I don't care what month we do it, as long as we know what we're supposed to do with it. I don't want to, like, you know, not
so like
acknowledge
the
heritage
yeah.
of all. Of
well,
all.
Everybody, all the little towns do Pioneer Day, as far as I know.
Right.
And that's in so, when?
July. July, like 24th or something around that time.
After, yeah, it's after the 4th of July. Do you want to
okay.
do anything 4th of July?
It's the 24th. I just
well, the fire department usually does the barbecue.
Okay.
Well, we do a kind of combo, the town and the fourth and the fire
Are
department.
Are we having a money donation? What? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Fundraisers?
A fundraiser.
No. For what?
For what?
The events committee.
Well, how much are you going to donate? Because it's usually mostly the same people that.
Yeah. I know.
Well, we have our budget, and if we want to do anything outside the budget.
Okay.
And Rich, any suggestions for?
Rich. Okay.
And that was for what?
Events.
No, I know events. Well, like I said, the Miss Apple Valley contest is definitely out because of the state of the nation as it's
well, you know what the problem was that they put a bunch of money into Miss Apple Valley contest, and then those girls just flaked out, kind of.
Well, we could do an apple contest again.
Yeah,
like people made apple dip and stuff like that. We could do, if you wanted to, with the kids, have them do like an art piece. Some of the kids drew or made little clay thingies and had like a contest, an artist contest. So it's just something to think about. But we got to get more people involved in doing the events, helping with the events. So if we could pass that email around, that would be peachy.
Is Pam
going to
step in, do you think?
Who?
Pam and Scott.
Who's
Pam
that?
And Scott are very willing to help.
Yeah, but I don't know who they are.
Pam and Scott Taylor in Cedar Point on Big Pinion. Yeah.
They're happy to help if
they've got their grandkids, you know, and so I'm thinking, you know, they'd be, she would at least be, maybe willing.
Yeah.
Oh, she's told me many times she's willing to help with the events committee.
Yeah, it was nice that they came down to Trunk or Treat this year and got involved and dressing up and everything. It was cool. All right, so...
We got October, we got Trunk or Treat, too.
Right. And then, of course, Cookie Exchange.
Okay. So I guess
that's it?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay, I have one more item on the agenda. I would like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Vote.
Turbid,
aye.
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 Let me shut this off.